Okay. Could you elaborate a bit more on what the malleable mind is and how it differs from pliable? I was thinking after I, actually even during the talk I was giving, that the words that, because I have to take the word and bring it back to the Pali, the word that is, because I think I probably mixed it up, because the words themselves, malleable and pliable, they're pretty similar. What I was thinking about it, and it's probably the word pliable is the word that is in the Pali about soft or gentle, that quality of softness and gentleness that isn't stubborn, it isn't hard edged in its positions it takes, so that it's pliable, it can work, be willing to work with conditions around it. And malleable, I think one of the meanings of malleable is something that is maybe easily worked, and the Buddha referring that again to gold. So it's easily worked. And one of the word that the Buddha uses is kamaniya. So the word kamma is used, and kamma is the verb to do, this action. The word kamaniya is sort of like ready for work. It's ready for action. It's ready to be utilized. It's ready to be put to its task. So that quality of malleable is ready to work to be utilized in a skillful way.